This is part two of a report by Warm Springs and James River District Ranger Elizabeth McNichols.
Safety message of the day. Due to the heavy early winter rains and now the freezing and thawing, many of our forest roads are ice covered and slippery. If you are traveling within the forest, make sure you check the road first, have good tires, plenty of road clearance, and an emergency kit. Make sure that you let someone know where you are traveling before leaving home. Over the winter months, the districts may need to intermittently close some access roads to ensure public safety and prevent the impacts of erosion and sedimentation in our streams and rivers. Winter closures take into account that winter freezing and thawing events make road surfaces very soft and icy. Traffic on roads experiencing seasonal freezing and thawing conditions typically causes more damage, drainage problems, and soil erosion than roads not experiencing these conditions. If we must close gates for public safety, we will monitor the roads weekly. And remember, foot travel is always welcome. Have a great time visiting your national forest. We want you to enjoy your time in the forest safely. District news. The James River and Warm Springs districts are hosting an open house to share upcoming projects on the districts. Projects in Bath County include the Duncan Knob Gypsy Moth Project, Hidden Valley Restoration, and Hidden Valley Recreation Area. Projects in Allegheny County include Grizzle Skipper Habitat Restoration, Potts Mountain Restoration, and recreation projects in the Longdale, Bubbling Springs, Evans Tract, and Children's Forest. The open house will take place Tuesday, February 12, 2019, at the Allegheny Highlands Visitor Center, 110 Mall Road, Covington, Virginia, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. The district ranger and staff will be on hand to answer any questions on the projects. Habitat message. Every morning before sunrise, I have been hearing a loud song outside my window. It sounded like tea kettle, tea kettle, tea kettle. Since I'm a tea drinker, I set out to identify this hardy bird sitting outside in the cold morning air. I recorded the bird song on my phone and used the Cornell Lab of Ornithology website to identify the owner. It was a male Carolina wren. The Carolina wren is found in the eastern United States and is unique with a rich cinnamon plumage, white eyebrow stripe, and long upward cocktail. This bird is found in open woodlands and forages on the ground for insects. The female Carolina wren does not sing the loud song, only the male. They pair up any time of year and stay together for life. Carolina wrens are inseparable, moving around their territory and foraging. If you see or hear a Carolina wren in your yard this winter, suet feeders will keep them visiting. Today's quote comes from Abraham Lincoln, 16th President of the United States. He said, "The legitimate object of government is to do for a community of people whatever they need to have done, but cannot do at all or cannot do so well for themselves in their separate and individual capacities." For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Elizabeth McNichols.